Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is launching an institute to battle childhood obesity. It's going to lead the AAP's efforts in providing pediatricians, families, and communities with evidence-based resources to help prevent and treat childhood obesity. We know how important this is. My guest is Dr. Sandra Hassink. She's the chair of the advisory committee of the AAP Institute for Healthy Childhood Weight. So, Dr. Hassink, tell us a little bit about the institute and what are its goals.
Well, Melanie, thank you so much for inviting me to talk about the Institute for Healthy Childhood Weight. As you know, and our audience knows, that childhood obesity rates have tripled since 1980. And in 2008, more than one-third of our children and adolescents were overweight or had obesity. And pediatricians, as we all are very concerned about the both short and long-term health consequences, the risk of cardiovascular disease, prediabetes, and actual diabetes we're seeing develop in childhood, bone and joint problems, sleep apnea, liver disease, and of course the issues of bullying and teasing are paramount in all of our minds. So the Academy is, the pediatricians are concerned, the families are concerned, and actually childhood obesity has been a focus of the Academy's activities for the last 10 years. And this is the culmination of a lot of work the Academy has done to highlight the problem, to educate pediatricians, to build resources for families, and ultimately to help improve both prevent obesity and improve obesity prevention and treat the children who already have obesity. So the aims of the Institute are just to move forward, to optimize, continue to help pediatricians and parents optimize health care, empower families, and engage them to make healthy decisions and give them tools and resources, and to work with families and pediatricians who are working in their communities to make communities healthier places to live.
Well, Dr. Hassink, it is amazing to me when you talk to parents how really they don't know. They don't understand the things that they can do to help their children achieve optimal weight when we know as a society we're obese anyway and don't know what to do with ourselves, much less our children. So with the Institute, there's a set of parent-oriented tools that they created to help parents set their families on these paths. Please talk about these tools a little and where parents can find them.
Well, Melanie, one of the things we learned early on was not only parents, but pediatricians were needing tools to help families, and they specifically asked us to develop tools for children from birth to 5 years old, feeling that in the earliest years, a lot of the risk, health risk behaviors start to develop, and pediatricians and families were feeling the need to focus on this age group in particular. So one of the first tools we've rolled out is called Healthy Active Living for Families, and this is a web-based tool on our website, healthychildren.org, and we actually conducted 22 family focus groups across the country in rural areas and urban areas with families of Hispanic origin, with Spanish-speaking families, with African-American families, to find out how they would like to hear these messages, what the health messages were, how they would like to receive these messages, how they could get this information and use it in their daily lives to make healthy decisions. And so the outcome of these focus groups with families and parents, and we actually had parents working with us, with the experts, right from the beginning of this project to work hand-in-hand with us, because we often are asking, sharing information with parents, but we wanted really to know how parents wanted to get this information. So we've developed a web tool that talks about food and feeding, physical activity, and tips for parents, and it's divided into 0 to 12 months, 1 to 3 years, and 3 to 5 years. And parents can go on this website, get their questions answered, get quick tips, and have quotes that our own parents from the focus group gave us about these behaviors and these lifestyle changes to really see that everybody's in this struggle together, and this is how we're all going to make change.
Well, and it's so important because these tools are based on the questions that parents ask you. They ask me every day these questions, and I'd like to just give a sample question, Dr. Hussink. For example, people always ask, how can I get my toddler to eat healthy food? And furthering that, how do you get your little bit older child to eat healthy food when they see their friends only eating junk food? And you've answered these questions directly on healthychildren.org.
Yes, and one of the things parents often, they know, but they need to recognize even more fully is how powerful they are as role models for their children. So the fact that that baby or toddler is watching what the parents do, so one of the best ways for parents to get toddlers to eat healthy food is to model that behavior in their homes and have healthy homes, healthy food, and eat the healthy food themselves and enjoy that food. And really create an atmosphere where this is the normal behavior. Parents can also branch out when they go to extended family or they go to social functions by bringing healthy snacks and foods to those venues. So helping parents really set the stage early. We know by 9 months, children are eating exactly like their parents. And so the modeling of this and the creation of a healthy home environment are crucial.
Well, and one of the things that I like to work with parents and tell them to do is if you start young with your child eating vegetables and fruits, and again, as you say, Dr. Hussink, role modeling, but start from seed. Show the child how it grows. If you have some room, just a tiny bit of room, grow something, a vegetable, and then have that child help you seed it, weed it, you know, harvest it, and then cook it, because kids are much more likely, no matter what their age, to eat something that they actually helped grow and helped prepare.
Absolutely. And parents can think about their own skills and their own cooking skills and what they're interested in and share this with their children. And we know that we've sort of been distracted and lost some of these skills and talents that the other generations had to share in the growing of food and share in food preparation. And I think this is just calling parents back to focus on that and to realize how important they are to developing healthy habits in their own homes and families by modeling this for their kids.
And you can bond with even your teenager by suggesting taking a cooking class. Also, and I love this suggestion too, is make it a competition. Let's pick a new vegetable each month or each week as a family in the produce section and see who can find the neatest recipe. And whoever does gets to pick the movie that they watch and you all prepare it together. And that way kids love a competition, Dr. Hussink.
Yeah,
you know, so they go for that sort of thing.
And it's really important to think about what to do. So we want to emphasize the fun of healthy eating and the things that families can do and kids can do. So asking people to focus on what is the can do part of this and not the not do. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
What they
Absolutely.
Can do. Yeah.
Instead of that negative reinforcement,
yeah.
Don't eat this, don't
yeah.
eat that. It's
yeah.
let's eat this, let's do
yes.
that, let's exercise as a family. You know, let's use pedometers and see who gets the most steps in the household for that week. So in the last 60 seconds, tell people where, about 40 seconds, tell people where they can find more information and your best advice.
So the information is on www.healthychildren.org/growing healthy, and they'll come right to the healthy active living for families. And my best advice is to realize that we're all in this together, that the families are powerful role models, and they can start healthy habits for life right at birth. Even before birth, parents can be thinking about their home and their healthy habits and activities, and healthy living starts from the beginning. And if we focus on that, we will have children that develop these healthy habits and attitudes and positive attitudes all through childhood and into adulthood.
Perfect. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD.